Hi, this is Helen from the Barebones Boogie Band. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, and Kansas City Online Radio.
Well, my baby don't move like I want her to. She don't like to swing in them higher shoes. Spends all my money on things that shy. When I'm in the mood, she hasn't got the time. But it's alright, tonight I'm free. Well, I said alright, just you wait. I'm lucky, but I'm born to lose. I thought for a minute I was in with a chance. I should know by now. My baby don't dance, she don't dance. My baby don't dance. Well, my baby don't care about having fun. She said if I tried, I could be someone. She likes to go where the music don't play. Maybe tonight I'm gonna have.
Neither do I. I'm too old for dancing. Shuffling around the floor, yes, but dancing as we know it, no. My Baby Don't Dance, opening up The Raven and the Blues. Marcus Bonfanti, saw him a couple of weeks ago at Hebden Blue Bridge Blues Festival. And that's taken off the brand new album, Shake the Walls. Great stuff. Superb voice. Great guitarist. And I can hear you saying, you really must get him on the show. And the answer is, he's coming on Monday. So we've got our next live session after a day is with Marcus Bonfanti. And he'll be playing acoustic tracks from his album, Shake the Walls. Welcome to the programme. However you're listening across the world on FM or online or as a podcast, welcome. I realised I was doing a check this week. The number of blues shows you can now listen to either at your computer or download as a podcast is phenomenal. In the intervening year or so, last couple of years, there's now from all over the world in every language you could imagine, and there's some great music out there, and therefore I'm really pleased, really honoured that you've actually chosen to listen to this one. Okay, in the show, lots of new stuff, quite a lot of mentionings of Hebden Blues Festival, Hebden Bridge, simply because, well, he was there, and so was this guy. I'm scheduled him for hopefully a session later on this year. Ainsley Lister was at Hebden Bridge on the first night, and there every night thereafter. He stayed for the whole weekend and guested on all the jams every night, and a great, great guitarist. His new album is called Home, to come out in about, oh, I think 4 weeks' time, roughly. It's a great album. Here is a track called Sugar.
Sugar.
The guy was last on the boat in the summer of 2006, so many, many years ago. His new album is fabulous. You'll be hearing lots more tracks from that in the weeks and months to come. It's also the album of the month next month for the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK. But there's Ainsley Lister, star of Hebden Bridge Blues Festival on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and a track from the album called Sugar. When I put the show together, of course, I've got the whole gamut of blues music going right back 100 years to choose from, in a way. But on my right-hand side, I'm always aware, I'm looking at it right now, I've got a pile of new releases in the last month or so on CD, which must be at least a foot high, perhaps even a bit higher. And also that doesn't count all the stuff which has been sent to me as MP3. So most of the shows, most of the weeks tend to be current stuff, stuff which is on brand new release. But when I was looking for that and choosing Sugar, I thought, ooh, Sugar, a little sugar in my bowl, that would be nice. So I went to one of my favourite versions of that, which is Nina Simone, which is an album which came out when I was just turning professional, really, back in the late 60s, mid 67 thereabouts. Nina Simone sings the blues. And when I found Sugar in My Bowl, I thought, oh, Do I Move You? That's lovely too. And Kyla Brox did that at Hebden Bridge, and that's great as well. And then I saw this one, I thought, nope, I'm sorry, it's not going to be Sugar in My Bowl, it's not going to be Do I Move You. What it is going to be is Nina Simone from 1967, and Since I Fell For You. Again, I've said this before, I don't know how you're listening right now, but if you can, just get a bit of peace and quiet, turn the hi-fi up very loud, and listen to this.
You made me leave my happy home. You took my love and now you gone. Since I fell for you, such misery and pain. I guess I'll never be the same. Since I fell for you, too bad, it's so sad. I'm in love with you, you love me, and then you snub me. What can I do? I'm still in love with you. I guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues. I fell for you, since I fell for you.
46 years old and sounding fabulous. Nina Simone, Since I Fell for You, the goose-bumpling moment, well, the first one perhaps on the show this week, and lovely, lovely stuff. We're talking this week, I was talking to another fellow DJ about the way that the blues is going here in the UK. And we were concerned a bit because at Hebden Bridge, which was a great festival, when I looked around the room, bearing in mind I'm mid-60s, I would think most of the audience there were in their 50s plus. Most of the audience. On stage, of course, many of the bands, people like Lucy, like 20 years old and things, and Blues Boy Dan Owen, he's 20. So many of the artists were much, much younger. But on stage, it was looking a bit worrying. However, and we thought, what's the future going to be? How can we get the blues to a bigger audience? And perhaps we should extend what we mean by the blues. And one person who's doing that is David Migden, a guy with a great, great voice. He's representing the UK at the Harvest Blues and Jazz in Canada in September of this year. His album is doing awfully well, but what's happening is somebody's taking Scraggy, is taking his music and redoing it. When I heard this week, I just fell in love with it and actually bought it off SoundCloud or wherever, Bandcamp, wherever it was. I just wanted to play it for you this week. It's not blues as we know it, but it is as we should know it, I guess. Talk about it, I just want you to give some soul.
with some guts. Give it a fruit, baby. Show me your nuts. Tell me the truth, darling. Don't read me the news. See me the blues.
Yourself down right next to me.
I only want to talk to you, so don't you bring anything that you don't need. Well, I want to know you like an 8-year-old. I want to see you roll around down in the dirt. I want you to rub holes in your knees. I want to see the food stains all down your shirt. What the hell you waiting for? Oh, turn on your side. I don't want to talk about it. I just want you to give me some soul. Show me some guts. Show me the fruit, baby. Show me your nuts. Tell me the truth, darling. Don't read me the news.
You enjoy that. I think it's fabulous. David Migdon, the guy with the fabulous voice to start with, but then the scraggy remix of the track from the album Killing It, and that's Blues. If you want to hear the original version, go and have a quick look online. You'll hear how it sounded before it was remixed. I think that's fabulous, and I think it has a place in the programme. If you disagree, let me know, please. My email address is different, because my DJ, raven.dj, has disappeared for reasons which are too complicated to go into, so it's mail@daveraven.co.uk, but drop me a line. The email address is on the website, mail@daveraven.co.uk. New stuff too now. Canon, Secret Canon Volume 2. Secret Canon Volume 1 came out last year. One of my favourite lady singers. Her name is Dana Kurtz. Here she is from the new album and One More Kiss.
One kiss before I get depressed. Well, dance to a rock and roll band. I got a chance to hold your hand. One kiss before I get the breath. A baby, a one more kiss will make me feel right. Well, my time, I smile at them and say that you aren't mine. One kiss before I go home. Now, 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 when you rock and roll and when you cha-cha too, all the people stop, boy, so they can look at you. 'Cause when you dance so fine, when you strut your stuff, we're at a whole ring of people just to stay. Can you take me out tomorrow night? One kiss before I go home. Thank you.
and look at you. Cause when you dance so fine, when you strut your stuff, we had a whole ring of people just standing around us. One kiss before I go home. Now, 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 my heart keeps a pounding and a pounding and carrying on. One more thing before I get out of sight. Can you take me out tomorrow night? One kiss before I go home. Before I go home.
I was waiting for a kiss at the end there, it didn't come. Dana Kurtz from the album Secret Canon Volume 2 and One More Kiss. Way back in 1978, I went from Malta to work for the FBS in Germany, and there all of a sudden I was being given dozens of albums and singles every week because the FBS was quite an important station, and I did the morning show from 10 until 2. And one person, when I first heard his album, Jackrabbit Slim, I fell in love with straight away. His voice is just so distinctive, and I kind of followed him over the years too. Again, not strictly a blues man, but he does touch on the blues. He's in the UK at present on a very short tour before heading off into Europe, and I've put a bid in for him to come on the show in about 2 weeks' time. Waiting for the answer. I hope it's going to be yes, but for me, one of the most distinctive voices of the 70s and 80s and beyond is Steve Forbert. His album Over With You, here he was with Baby I Know.
Baby, I know you're only 90% happy with me. I can get back to 100, girl, I can again, you'll see. Baby, I know you're only 90% happy with me. I can get back to 100, girl, I can again, you'll see. Get out of the middle of the road, you said, but with all the summer leaves around, it's the only place close where I'm finding that I can still watch as the sun goes down. Down. Baby, I know you're only 90% happy with me. I can get back to 100, girl, I can again, you'll see. I bought a used Evinrude outboard motor and I'll set it in our backyard. Move it by Monday, I'll crank it on Sunday, cause fixing it won't be hard. No. How many times can a person say sorry for doing the same damn thing? Is a person just faking, says point well taken, but don't really see what you mean? I know. You must say you've not seen a cicada this close and alive before. I know. What's within reach is some time at the beach on a day of exactly this sort. But I got to ask if you'll help with the task of a ride to the Raleigh airport. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, I know you're only 90% happy with me. I can get back to 100, girl, I can again, you'll see. Baby, I know you're only 90% happy with me. I can get back to 100, girl, I can again, you'll see.
Still about you, 90% sounds pretty good to me. Steve Forbert, Over With You is the album. He's on tour in the UK at present, and he may be coming to do a session on the boat. Haven't heard back from the UK agent yet, but he's on the cards, which if he does come, would be absolutely fabulous. We can go right back over his back catalogue some 30-odd years. Actually, didn't that sound like Bob Dylan? Yes, it did sound a bit like Bob Dylan, I thought, and let's therefore bring on our live guests for this week, the Bare Bones Boogie Band returning to the boat, and they're going to open with something from Bob Dylan. Thank you.
56 and Wabasha. They say the darkest hour, ooh, is right before the dawn. Ooh, they say the darkest hour, ah, don't you know it's right before the dawn. You wouldn't know it by me, no. Oh, cause every day has, every day's been dark since you've been gone. Oh, let our rooster crow in. Oh, must have something on his mind. Must have something on his mind. Ooh, I feel just like that rooster. Oh, cause you know you treated me, you treated me so unkind. So unkind.
Yeah, ooh, when you kiss me, I just
kiss my lips.
It's the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe in Spain, on Radio Napa in Cyprus, Kansas City Online Radio, and of course as a podcast. Our live guests were here about a year ago. I'm trying to work out whether that track there was off the first album, Bare Bones Boogie Band number one, and second album, Bare Bones Boogie Band number two, or in fact if it's going to be off the third album, Bare Bones Boogie Band number three.
Yeah, it's that one.
It's that one.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be off Bare Bones Boogie Band number three. But cunning people might realise that it's a cover version of a Bob Dylan song.
That's okay. You're allowed to have covers on an album?
Yeah, I think so.
How many covers will be on the album?
Ooh, dunno.
Oh, I see. So when we talk about Bare Bones Boogie Band number three, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, it's in the pipeline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Recorded yet?
About to be recorded in a couple of weeks. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to start. We're just doing all the necessary stuff beforehand.
And you kind of got worked out in your own minds what's going to be on it.
Yeah, we kind of know.
Yeah, we kind of know. I just can't quite remember this moment.
I know. Ian knows. Helen hasn't a clue.
Okay. I haven't a clue.
Okay, that voice you hear is Trav Turley on bass. Ian is on guitar.
Hello.
Hello. You haven't got a microphone. And on drums, way at the back with the strong T, we have
Andy Jones.
Hello. And same lineup as you had from a year ago. You've had lots of miles on the road in that year. And has it been a good year?
It's been a very good year.
Yeah, we think so, don't we?
Yes, we've done some good gigs. 100 Club, once, twice? At least once.
Got another one coming up in September.
Done some festivals, which I can't remember any of them. But I'm sure
they were that good.
They were that good.
Oh, we did Hebden, didn't we, last year?
Yeah. Yes.
Because Hebden was last week, wasn't it?
That's right.
This year.
Yeah, we did Hebden. And we did Swanage Blues Festival. Mm-hmm. And we did... What else did we do, Trev? He's good at remembering.
I've just gone totally blank. I don't know what's coming up. I can tell you everything about what's coming up.
Don't worry about it. Let's talk about the album instead. Mm. So you've kind of... How many... as you say, you don't know how many covers are going to be on the album yet, but it's going to be some covers.
Yeah.
And have you got much in the way of material sort of sitting there waiting to make the cut, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've got a lot of material. It just depends which we actually put on the album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to jump in here.
Ian's going to jump in there.
We've got enough songs for the album.
Yeah.
And we've spent about the last 3 months or something just kind of learning them and then arranging them and then rearranging them and then stripping them down to nothing and then building them up again. So we've got 10 or 12 songs and we'll go in and see which ones.
And is there an element, in a way, of once you've actually laid them down and recorded them, you'll then listen to them again and think which ones are going to make the cut kind of stuff? So is that why there's that uncertainty?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, Ian's been really busy. I mean, apart from the 10 or 12 that we've already got, there's another 10 or 12 queuing up behind it.
Mm.
So there's been quite a big degree of quality control on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So sifting through the good ones, the bad ones.
You say they're quality control on this one, as if therefore that if it wasn't there for the previous one.
Well, I think the first one we did very quickly after we got together.
Yeah.
So there were some old songs on there. There was quite a few covers on there, and then the second album was the classic. Difficult second album where we suddenly had to write an album, and that was a bit of a learning curve. And then this one, we gave ourselves a bit more time to write and prepare for it. So there's more ideas floating around, and it's always, you never really know if I've got a song or Andy's got a song and we bring it to the band, it doesn't always come out like we were imagining it might do. We don't tend to record demos by ourselves. We just bring it in, say this is the chords or this is a riff, here's the lyrics, here's a rough idea, and we all just, everybody brings their part to it. So sometimes songs that I might have thought was a bit of a filler might come out as really lovely, and other ones I think is the killer track.
Nobody else likes
really gel. So you never really know.
And don't forget, there's a gentleman sitting on the drum stool, he's been contributing just as much.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's
the writing is a band thing, basically.
I think it is. I think one of us tends to have the muse for the song to begin with, and then we all contribute quite considerably to the actual end product. I'm just saying that so I can get some royalties.
Okay. Where are we going to go next? What are you going to do for us musically next?
There's
We're going to do a new song off the third album again. This is not a cover version. This is one what we wrote ourselves. It's called Cheatin'. Cheatin' Again.
So good to see them again, Bare Bones Boogie Band. live in session, and I say it every time, but you know what I'm going to say anyway. If you want to hear the complete session, two more tracks, one more track from the forthcoming album and a reworked version from a track from the first album, and loads more conversation with the band, you know where to go. I was going to say raven.dj, but you can't. DaveRaven.co.uk is where you go to. The link is on the website, which, and that's stupid, isn't it? Just websites, DaveRaven.co.uk, and there'll be a link to the Bare Bones Boogie Band. It's all kind of there. I'll explain at the end. Anyway, in session next week, Marcus Bonfanti and then Matt Anderson as well. And then so it goes on, a list of great, great artists who are coming to do live sessions on The Raven and the Blues. Let's feature once again somebody who was at Hebden Bridge Blues Festival, somebody I've been championing for over a year now. And this year so far for her has been truly fabulous. She's lined up for about 30 festivals, some headlining, some support, really big ones across Europe. And the news broke this week, which I kind of known a little bit about for a while, but we couldn't announce it because until it was all signed, sealed and delivered. But now Jo Harmon is signed to a major label and therefore being released across Europe in the space of the next month or two, which is fabulous news. And so you heard her first on The Raven and the Blues. Here she is from her album Dirt on My Tongue and Underneath the River.
So I knew I had to find you, babe. Found you on the road. It was as hot as the fire that burned inside of me. Madness filled my mind. And I went high, low, up to the sky. One
forget the exact, I think is it 10,000 or 100,000 she sold? I think it's 10,000 albums she sold without having to have a record label behind her. But now she's got a big label, and it's all going to change yet again when the album is kind of formally released for the big time, so to speak. Jo Harmon, the album Dirt on My Tongue, and now you heard Underneath the River. Let's stay with water, shall we? Here's somebody who I was introduced to by Roger Allen, who was sort of a mover and shaker in the blues thing with Fan's Eye View. And Roger said, have you heard Sam Hare? And I said, no, I haven't. So he sent me Sam's EP. I guess it's an EP. There's four tracks on it, so therefore it's not a single, is it? It's an EP. And it's called Good Things Always, just been released, I think. And so making his debut on the show. And also, I suspect, won't be too long before he comes and does a session here too. This is Sam Hare with another river theme called Low Tide. Lovely. Sam Hare is his name. Good Things Always is the EP. There will be links on I've just suddenly thought the easiest thing to do is go into Google and type in the two words Raven and Blues, and that'll give you lots of options, and you'll be able to find the website. There will be links on the website, and that's called Low Tide, and I guess it won't be too long before Sam will be my guest and doing a session on the show. Okay, here's an album which is not due until late July. Hamilton Loomis. It's so new it's not even on the Grace Notes database, so if I put it in my CD player it comes up as track one, track two, but I do know that the track I'm going to play for you is called Peer Pressure.
Thank you.
wonderfully funky sound of Hamilton Loomis. His new album is called Give It Back. It's not out for ages and ages yet, but that's fairly indicative of the tracks on the album. There are 12 tracks altogether, most of them written by Hamilton himself, a couple of co-writing things. Any covers? No. No, it's either co-writing shared or written purely by himself, and it's a fine album. It's evidently had some, from what I gather, some delay in the mastering or the sleeve notes or the design or something. It's you've probably heard this before when we have the bands here talking in session. Sometimes, you know, the album's finished, it's been mastered and everything's done, and all of a sudden something like the artwork or something like that, or even just permissions from the original writers, can delay the whole thing for months and months and months. So this one was I think, scheduled for early July, but it's now going to be probably much later than that. But I'll keep you posted when it comes out anyway. Hamilton Loomis, and that's called Give It Back. Okay, that's almost it. Time to go. There will be a website. Tell you more about that at the end. But anyway, let's close the show with this one from Valerie June. It's her fabulous album, Pushing Against a Stone. Again, not strictly blues, but I think she's got a great, great voice. Email address is mail@daveraven.co.uk. Next week, we may be back to normal in terms of emails and websites and stuff. And till then, have a great 7 days. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, I'm sitting here talking to myself. This is called You Can't Be Told. Hello, still there. Yeah. I thought I'd do an after show. The bit where everyone else has gone. The FM stations have all disappeared. Talk Radio Europe goes first, and then Radio Napa goes second, and then Kansas City Online Radio goes third. And normally that's the end of it. But I thought I'd have, an explanation, because the whole raven.dj bit, and so I thought rather than just leave it in the air, and you're probably, if you were listening to the show, well, obviously you were listening to the show, but you might have thought to yourself, what's he on about? Well, okay, back in 2001, 2002, ages ago, an Italian DJ called Bruno contacted me. I kind of knew him through the circuit, and told me that he'd managed to meet somebody who was in charge of the Djiboutian internet service thing, because as you know, all these countries have a suffix at the end, a top level domain, and so Germany is .de and Spain is .es and so on, and USA for America and what have you. And Djibouti, a little country on the edge of the Horn of Africa near Somalia, Arabic, French speaking, not very big, has .dj. And Bruno said, I reckon we can get a .dj. Wouldn't that be good? You could be raven.dj. And I said, I'm in. Count me in, whatever the cost. So he made a few more inquiries and eventually got the Djiboutians to kind of sign over .dj to him. I guess back in 2002, they weren't that bothered about the technology or whatever. Anyway, so I gave a grand total of 50 euros, about 35 quid, you know, about $50 roughly, to Bruno, and I got raven.dj. And I've had that since 2002. And it's been good. All my email, dave at raven.dj, the website, all of those things worked beautifully. In 2007, roughly, I'd paid no more money. And I thought, this is really strange, because anybody who has a domain, you have to pay the people the domain every year or every 2 years or whatever. And so I went online and eventually found a sort of a .dj place I could go to. So I gave them another 100 and odd euros, about 80 quid roughly, for a few more years. Just because they hadn't asked for it, I thought it would be probably a sensible thing to do. And then once again, forgot about it. So far, so good. On June the 1st this year, all of a sudden, .dj, raven.dj disappeared. Completely, bang, gone. All the emails bounced. If you sent an email to raven.dj, it actually sort of came back saying, this, it does not exist. Not, I can't deliver it. Just, I went online, looked on the registry. No, once again, that there was no such thing as raven.dj. So a bit of a panic this week. I had to tell everybody, as many as I could, my alternative email addresses. Like many of us, we've got lots of them. And I went online to try and if I could get raven.dj back again. But it's moved. It's not Italians anymore. It's the French. The accursed French. And it's now run by a French company, which actually it's not unsurprising, because Djibouti was a colony of France years and years and years ago. So I gave them some 160 euros, you know, $150 thereabouts, for another 4 years. And then, since then, total silence. Nothing. The money has disappeared. It's gone out of the credit card. But so far, nothing has been switched back on again. So we wait. And hopefully, by next week, I'll be back as being raven.dj. Otherwise, I'll have spent 160 euros down into a great bottomless pit somewhere. And I have to change everything. I've registered a new site here in UK called ravenblues.co.uk. That takes days to get into, but it's a moral for us all. If you want to have trendy, fancy names with small countries, keep an eye on things. But nevertheless, that's the after show for this week. Thanks for listening anyway. Drop me an email to mail@daveraven.co.uk. It's nowhere near as good as dave at raven.dj, is it? But that's what we have to do at present. mail@daveraven.co.uk. And I'll play some more records. Sorry, lump in the throat, not lump, cough. And I'll play some more records for you in 7 days' time. Bye-bye.